Today's mailbag comes to us from Dana. What can I say? There is so much. The Sunday Basket has completely changed my life, and it continues to constantly improve it each day. Less stress? Check. Proactive shift? Check. Enjoying life more? Check. Brain back? Check. But it has done so much more. It has given me the ability, time, and mental space not just to think, but to dream again. To dream about the life I want for me, for my family, and others. To dream about things I can accomplish, which would have never been possible living the reactionary life I once lived. To dream about helping others become free of that life, and to be able to breathe and dream again too. To dream about starting a family business, maybe just doing that. I have so many ideas about so many different things. Before it would have been overwhelming, but now I have a system of baskets for them. Thank you, Lisa, for living your dream and inspiring others to do the same. And thank you to the entire Organize 365 team. You are all amazing. I am sure I am not the only one who would agree your company, the whole team's company, because it's not the Lisa Woodruff company. Totally love that mindset, by the way. Is truly transforming lives.
Do you have an Organize 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that maybe no one has ever asked you as an adult. And those two questions are, what do you want? And how do you want to show up at the holidays? I mean, we spend so much time, money, energy, thought, worry, preparation for the holidays, outwardly focused, which is fine. You know, what does the family need? What do the elder members of the family need? What do the children in the family need? What do extended family members need? What do the people who are not getting along together need when they're going to be in the same place? I mean, you get the idea, right? What do we need to keep doing even though we don't want to do it anymore because somebody still wants us to do it? Like sending Christmas cards or putting up outside Christmas lights or, you know, having 18 different pies, even though there are only four people coming to Thanksgiving. Like there are so many things that we spend our time and energy on that are outward focused, out of service, out of respect, out of love, out of, you know, making the merriment of the holidays. And I'll mention Christmas because I celebrate Christmas, but whatever December holiday that you celebrate, it doesn't matter. We're all doing the same thing. We're all thinking, these are the happiest days of the year. This is when everybody's supposed to be the most joyful as you argue your whole way to whatever event you're going to. And then you walk in the door like, hi, big smiley faces. Like, no, we weren't just, you know, like having World War III in our car on the way here. But that's the reality of it, right? And so this podcast, I want you to be selfish just for a few minutes. And I want you to think about, what do you want? And how do you want to show up at the holidays? I was talking to Monique the other day, you know, runs the Sunday Basket Club and the certification program, Monique. And she said, you know why I love the Sunday Basket? I'm like, why? I mean, she's been doing the Sunday Basket since the Sunday Basket was created. Why, Monique? Why do you love the Sunday Basket? And she said, it allows me to be the friend I want to be. Like the person I want to be in the world, the Sunday Basket helps me do that. And I was like, tell me more. And she said, well, you know, when I'm thinking about somebody or I want to do something, then I can write that idea down. It goes in the Sunday Basket. And then on Sunday, I could take the time to actually do that thing. But in my regular day-to-day life, I don't get to do that thing. And by the time I get to Sunday, I would have forgotten. So it actually helps me be more of me and who I want to be in the world. And you know, a lot of times I think that we feel challenged to find 90 minutes to 3 hours on Sunday to do a Sunday basket, not only because it's the quantity of time and maybe we're not as excited about it in the beginning. You'll get hooked. Trust me. You'll be like, I have to have my Sunday basket time. And if you do the Sunday Basket Club live with Monique or Michelle, you know, you're 90 minutes on live on Zoom, obviously not talking out loud, but listening to them and in the chat and asking questions and with your besties. And it's like at 5 o'clock Eastern on a Sunday. Like that's when it is, which is like dinner time. And so many of you, hundreds of you, do this every single Sunday together, and it's your time. And at first, I know because you message me or DM me or send me emails, and you're like, okay, I got the Sunday basket. Okay, I got it set up. Okay, I'm going to the Sunday basket club. And my spouse is saying, you're doing what? When? Every week? This thing is every week? And I love when you share this with me in the app or in Instagram or whatever, because the progression is always the same. It's always the same. And I'm just smiling as I read these messages because I know what's coming next week and next month and next year. And so at first it's, okay, I finally bought the official Sunday basket. I plunked down all the money. Like, can't believe I'm doing this. Getting it all set up. Okay, I'm going to go to the first Sunday basket. I'm going to do a Sunday basket class, or I'm just going to go to the first club. And the first time you do the club at 5 o'clock Eastern, or that's, you know, 4 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock on the Pacific Coast, and you're in there, it's dinner time or the middle of a Sunday. Like your whole family knows you're doing this because it's during like the family portion of the weekend. So like, what do you mean you're going to go on Zoom for 90 minutes and go through mail with, like, they just don't even have any concept. And so there's this big hurdle that you have where you have to say, no, no, it's okay. I want to do this. I want to go through my to-do list with other people on a Sunday. I want to do this for 90 minutes. It's almost like you have to double down on it in front of your family and say, no, it's kind of normal. There are hundreds of people doing it. I mean, no one you know, but people, they're doing it. So it must be kind of normal. And so you have to almost say, like, I'm going to do this during a family time, which means I'm exposing to my family that I'm trying to get a handle on our household administration and that there even is household administration. It's not this secret thing or this pretend thing that some fairy does that nobody ever sees happen. So it's this visible time. And then very quickly, like within 4 or 5 weeks, the family knows we do nothing at 5 o'clock Eastern anymore because she's in the Sunday basket thing, and that's a non-negotiable. It becomes a non-negotiable because some of us need accountability and some of us need community. And you get both of those in the Sunday basket, and it holds you accountable, and then it all of a sudden becomes fun. So doing the Sunday basket club feels selfish because it's family time that you're taking for yourself, for the benefit of everyone else, by the way. And you probably just did the holiday blitz. I mean, it was free. You got the printables. You watched the videos. You were able to ask your family members some questions. So you're not doing some of the things that you did in the holidays that you've done in the past that nobody cares about anymore, or frankly, just really put you in a really bad mood. And as you're listening to this podcast, we are having the very first holiday blitz planning day. It's a mini planning day. It's just 90 minutes. If you didn't sign up, you will be able to buy it as a replay. So if you listen to this, you're like, oh, well, I didn't even know. If I knew that's what that was, I would do it. Replay is the same as live, only not live, because there isn't an interactive chat. So you're going to get the same thing as if you were live if you missed it. So how can we be selfish? What am I doing in the Holiday Blitz planning day today for us to focus on the person we want to show up at the holidays, not what you're going to serve or what your house is going to be decorated, or if you are or not going to send out holiday cards, or we decided all that in the holiday blitz. And that is the difference between the planning days and the product. So we have the Productive Home Solution planning day that goes with the Productive Home Solution course. The course is how to get your house organized. The planning day is how to organize you and your time in the next 120 days so that you can actually do the course and get your house organized. The Friday workbox organizes all your visible and invisible work. The planning day allows you to look at everything that's in that workbox and everything you also know is coming and figure out how to organize your time and your resources and your team in order to move the mission and vision of the company that you're a part of forward in the next 90 days. So the box holds the work, but the planning organizes how and which of the work is going to get done in which order and to what dollar amount you're going to put with it. So the holiday blitz identifies all the work, all the external visible things that you see in the holidays, the food, the decorations. The holiday blitz planning day is about you. Planning days are selfish. They are. And it's okay that they're selfish because planning days are for you to plan your energy, your financial resources, your intellect, your energy level, your hopes and dreams and desires. Like, what do you want? And I don't think we sit back very often and ask ourselves what we want because we're too busy doing all the things that are already on our to-do list. And we say, I'll figure out what I want after all this is done. And I want to just tell you, all this, whatever you're thinking of, whether it's household tasks of dishes and laundry, or the project that you've already signed up for, or the school initiative that you're helping for your school, or whatever, whatever this is that just came to your mind, is never going to be done. Because it's going to be replaced by the next this, and the next this, and the next this. And so sitting back and routinely asking yourself, on a regular basis, here's the next chunk of time coming up. Here's the next big initiative in my life coming up. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want the first trimester of 2024 in my house? What organization project do I want to get done? What do I want at work? What do I want to contribute to the place that I'm working? What initiative do I want to put forth? What job improvement do I want? You know, what do I want? This is when we go back a couple episodes ago when I was talking about the Sunday basket moves you from day to day thinking to week thinking. Planning days move you from week to week thinking to iteration of yourself thinking. Who do you want to be this year at the holidays? And then in planning days, we're going to say, who do you want to be 3 or 4 months from now? And each of those iterative times, when you take time for you to think about what you want, you then set forth goals that get you closer to that person and closer and closer. So let's think about the holidays. I'm just going to go through real quickly the things I'll be talking about in planning day today. The first one is we're just deciding what we want. What do we want to wear? Like, what's our holiday uniform going to be? What foods are we going to eat? How many fun treats are we going to give ourselves? Are you going to go, you know, all out? You can have whatever you want. Or are you going to be limiting? And also, I'm having you pick out what one fun project, selfish fun project, do you want to complete before the end of the year, just for you. Next, we think about, okay, what about the people that we're going to be with? How do you want to show up with the guests and the holiday events that you are going to be attending and with your immediate and extended family? How do you want to show up? What do you want to bring? What do you want to do? We're also talking about how to take advantage of Black Friday sales. So Black Friday sales will be next weekend. I personally very rarely buy anything in a Black Friday sale that is related to a holiday gift. I just freak out. It's so funny. It's so predictable. I will be like, okay, I'm going to wait to buy the holiday gifts for my family. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. And then sometime in the beginning of November, I have a mini panic attack that whatever it is that my family wants is going to be sold out. And I buy everything like the second week in November. I can never keep it together long enough to get to Black Friday. I'm always afraid that they're not going to have what they want. Also, I don't do any surprises anymore because my family doesn't want to be surprised. They want exactly what they want. So now I get a list of exactly what they want and they get it. But I still make a lot of purchases Black Friday weekend. And I've observed over the last 5 years, I'm buying more and more and more. And I do it based on what I need to do as a household administrator, filling up my supply chain and making our financial resources go as far as possible during Black Friday sales. So that was part of mini holiday blitz planning day today. And then the last thing we're really going to talk about, and this is what I want to finish talking about here on this podcast, is the ability to set your plan and then use the time that your plan is going to create for you to enjoy the holidays. Here's what I mean by this. For the last couple of months, we've been selling the Holiday Blitz Bundle. The Holiday Blitz Bundle is two additional Sunday baskets that goes with your Sunday basket. If you don't have a Sunday basket, then there's a special where you can get the Sunday basket plus the Holiday Blitz bundle together. And essentially, your Sunday basket is supposed to hold, as I said a few podcasts ago, everything that can wait until next Sunday. Anything that can must wait until next Sunday, right? Mail, actionable to-dos, projects, etc. But what happens in this last 6 weeks of the year is that your Sunday basket, I mean, she's a little bit overweight. she can't hold all of her to-dos. And so in order to help her out a little bit, we add on a couple of extra Sunday baskets. And these extra Sunday baskets are not only going to be for now to the end of the year. You're going to hear me talking about these in January as well. I didn't talk about them last year because we ran out of stock. So there was that problem. So there is a green one and there is a bright blue one. So whatever your Sunday basket color is, whatever your Sunday basket color is, and then there are these two additional Sunday baskets. The green one is your holiday Sunday basket, and it has a set of 1.0s in it, and you learn how to label those in the free Holiday Blitz. So just go get the free Holiday Blitz printables. It tells you how to label them. This is for anything holiday related, gift cards that you've purchased, cards you're going to send out, cards that you've received, receipts from things that you've purchased, lists of things that you need to buy for baking or Thanksgiving dinner or any of those things. Like every single thing that is related to holiday activity. This is not your everyday run-of-the-mill weekly Sunday basket activity. This thing that you're buying or doing is for the holidays. It all goes in this holiday basket. So you have the holiday basket. That's pretty self-explanatory. And then you have the regular Sunday basket. The third basket, which is bright blue, sapphire blue, that one is your New Year basket. And the whole purpose of this basket is to delay any decision-making, any projects, or anything that can wait until January 1, 2024. And so when you first get these boxes, all you have to do the next time you do your Sunday basket is when you have this slash pocket, every single slash pocket, I want you to touch it and hold it in your hand. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Can it wait until January of 2024? If it can, then it goes over into that bright blue basket. That bright blue basket can go in your laundry room, in your office. It could go somewhere else. It does not have to stay in your kitchen. So you don't have to do anything, but I suggest you keep your Sunday basket in your kitchen. So in your kitchen, you'll have your holiday basket and your current Sunday basket. This New Year basket can live somewhere else in the house. Most people are going to shove it in a laundry room. It's normal. You're normal. Congratulations. You're normal. That way, anything that comes in between now and the end of the year, if you don't have to deal with it until January, you go and you put it in that other basket. Don't worry. I have a plan for undoing this at the end of the year because, yeah, there's a lot that we're going to delay. But the reason why I want you to do this and the reason why this is so awesome is because if you don't do this and you keep your Sunday basket full of its regular actionables plus everything that's building up in there for 2024, even if you separate out your holiday basket, seeing all that 2024 work every single Sunday as you're working through the Sunday basket is going to give you not guilt, but pressure. Like, well, I kind of have a long weekend. Maybe I should work on that project. I don't want you doing that. I want you enjoying the holidays. I want you enjoying this free time at the end of the year. I want you having an extra cup of hot cider and watching an extra movie. I don't want you doing one more project because you can see it in your Sunday basket. I want that in 2024. If it can wait till 2024, it must wait until 2024. Because until you learn to do this, you are not going to get your time back. If you're always trying to fill in any crack of time that you have with a project that could get done someday, and you decide today is the someday because you saw it in your Sunday basket, not because you generatively said, oh my gosh, you know what? I have a lot of energy and I have an evening tonight, 5 hours. I want to go work on this project. I'll go find that information. You'll go find it in a different Sunday basket. Don't worry about it. But that is energy-led work, which is so much faster and so much more fulfilling. So separating out your work is important before we get to this next step. So anything that can wait until 2024, it's off in the laundry room, okay? Everything that we have to do from now to the end of the year is in the Sunday basket. What happens when you do that? Your Sunday basket time goes from 90 minutes down to, 45 minutes. It really is drastically reduced because you're not looking at the quantity of slash pockets that you were, and you move through it so much faster. And then you're going to say, well, I want to do that all the time. Well, that's not exactly how this works, but this is how this works at the end of the year. And then, of course, you have to go through your holiday basket. But a lot of the stuff with the holiday basket is it's holding things. Like, I'll even put, like, let's say I love to put Red Hots, those little red circle cinnamon discs, on sugar cookies. So I'll buy sugar cookies. Those will be in the refrigerator. And then I'll buy one can of vanilla icing. I will buy Red Hots, and I also buy candy corn. And I make little circle sugar cookies with red hot eyes and a red hot mouth and a candy corn in the middle. That is my favorite sugar cookie of all time. It looks like a snowman. So I'll buy a bag of candy corn. I'll throw it in the holiday sundae basket. I will buy some new of those little cinnamon dots. I'll throw them in the holiday sundae basket. And I will also throw the icing in there as well. And I'll put the cookies in the refrigerator. So all of those things are sitting there in the holiday sundae basket. And there will be some Saturday I'll be like, I have 90 minutes. And now is when I'm going to make my sugar cookies, of which I will be eating them all, probably. And I like every single bite to have at least one or two Red Hots in it. That's why I put so many Red Hots on there. All of those ingredients, I mean, you could put them in a cabinet. You could leave them on a counter. What are you going to do with them? I throw them in the holiday basket. Most of the stuff in the holiday basket, you'll go fish it out when you need it. So if you're throwing stuff in there for Thanksgiving, you know, the weekend before Thanksgiving, you're going to pull all that stuff out. You're going to organize it all. When I'm ready to make the cookies, all the stuff is there. All the gift cards and little things that I buy that I want to give to the family throughout the holidays, I'll throw them in there. And then when we're having that dinner or we're having that thing, I'll grab it out and I'll give it to them. How this helps you is that this reduces your possible to-do list. What? Yes. This reduces your possible to-do list. There are only two places where you can go to find the things to do, because remember, the sundae basket eventually eliminates your to-do list. You don't even have a to-do list. So you're like, okay, it's the weekend. I've done my housework, blah, 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 did all that. Now I'm going to do my sundae basket, which is very much slimmed down. So all I need to do is pay the bills, go through the mail, recycle all the bazillion, jillion catalogs that I just got, and any other things that have to be done by the end of 2024 are in there. That didn't take me very long. Now I'm going to go over to my holiday basket. Oh, yeah. Okay. We're kind of close to Thanksgiving. I'm going to take a couple extra minutes to look at the things for Thanksgiving, maybe 10, 15 minutes. And you realize, okay, what do I have to get done before next week? Nothing. You're going to be like, no. Yes. Yes. If you did the holiday blitz and you did the holiday blitz mini planning day and you separated out your sundae baskets, I promise you, you're going to spend less time on Sunday doing Sunday basket type activities than you normally do all year long. It's so counterintuitive. I can't even explain it. And also, you are going to have more mental capacity than you've ever had at the end of the year, because you don't have to worry about anything. Like, if it's for the new year, it's in that basket in the laundry room. If it's something actionable for your family that has to be done, it's in your sundae basket, and there's so little in there now, you could get through it very quickly. And if it's anything holiday related, it's going in the holiday basket. It's genius. So when you're at the end of Sunday and you're like, okay, it's the second week in November, and I don't have anything holiday related, and I'm not looking at anything for 2024, and I'm going to do my Thanksgiving shopping next weekend, you got plenty of time. Plenty of time. Like, oh, what about the second week in December? The second week in December is an awesome time to go and drive and see Christmas lights or go watch some extra movies. Like, when you start doing this system, after Thanksgiving until about December 22nd, there's really nothing for you to do. This is like new information. I used to have Thanksgiving, and then you had to get all the presents, and then you had to wrap all the presents. And it just is so much more effortless to do the holidays this way, because you're not trying to do everything. The Holiday Blitz free videos and workbook showed you what you need to be spending your time on. So then you actually scheduled and planned your time on that. And now you just get to execute your plan. It's amazing. Now, there are a couple of things that will happen that you can add to this system, because some of you have been doing it for a while, that will make this even more powerful next year, if you can believe it. Two things. The first one is you are going to see a lot of really fun ideas or things that other people are doing. And your initial inclination, or at least my initial inclination, is, oh, I want to do that. Oh, that's fun. Oh, I wish I would have thought of that. So I was doing that today. And the beauty of it is you get to have the idea, write the idea down, not do it this year at all, and still be able to do it next year. So it's going to be fun next year. So like, here's a totally random example, not one that I would do, but it's just a great example. So Home Depot or Lowe's, whichever one of them, has this gigantic skeleton thing. You all know about it. It's like larger than a house, apparently, whatever. I've seen a couple of them. I don't want one. I'm not big into skeletons, but it's a big deal. He has a name. I can't remember his name, Bones or something. Anyway, he has a name. He's expensive. It's a big deal. Some houses in the neighborhood have one. You may be really into Halloween. You'd be like, oh yeah, that's sold out. I'm getting one of those next year. You write it down on an index card and I want you to throw it in your holiday basket. That's all you do. That's all you do. You do that. Then at the end of the year, when we go back and we take these three Sunday baskets and we're going to make them back into one again, this is when you're going to do step two. And step two is you need to follow through. There is a follow through to this. We're going to get through the holidays. We're going to get to the last week of the year. And then we do need to deconstruct this holiday basket. And we need to merge these other two Sunday baskets back together again. So as you're deconstructing your holiday basket, your 1.0 slash buckets in there are labeled, you know, December holiday, Thanksgiving, Halloween, receipts, and New Year's. You may take the receipt one and just put it in your regular Sunday basket because you're going to need that for a few weeks. But now is when you go through that and you go, oh yeah, I want to get Bones for Halloween. And you put it in your Halloween slash pocket. And then you put this in your household operations binder. These slash pockets go in your household operations binder when you're done. And then your holiday basket is going to be ready for the next thing I tell you that we're going to use that for. So all these ideas you have. So next year, when we do the Productive Home Solution Planning Day, the last week in August, and you're planning for the last 120 days of the year, and I say, okay, the Holiday Blitz is coming, because that's when I tell people in the Productive Home Solution it's coming. And they already have access to the videos anyway and everything on their dashboard, so they don't even have to wait. They have everything. And you already have the Holiday Blitz boxes, so you're ready to go with that as well. And you're planning the last 120 days of the year because you're a planning person. And so you're 2 months ahead of the people in the Holiday Blitz. You go, oh yeah, I want to get Bones or whatever his name is. I know that's not his name. You guys are yelling at the podcast. I know you know. I don't know. I don't remember his name. So now is when he's actually for sale. He's definitely for sale. End of August, beginning of September. You're going to get yours. And you've been saving your money. So you're ready to go. That is how planning works. But it's not a day-to-day planning and, oh, shoot, I missed it and we wanted it. It's more of a positive, productive, proactive, oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to throw it in the box and see if that's what I want to do, if I still have the same energy and money and all of that next year. Yes, it is. Great. I'm going to be the first one to put Bones up in my yard because he's new and I bought him in September and you guys even forgot he existed. But look, here's my guy and whatever you're going to do with him. So that is what you could do. As you come up with ideas or things that you think are really cool, we're not day-to-day thinkers anymore. As a matter of fact, we're moving to not even being week-to-week thinkers. We are moving to being big chunk of time. We're looking to be trimester and quarterly planning thinkers. And when you move to that level of thinking, everything becomes easier. Nothing becomes a panic. Everything is an opportunity. It's just a matter of when you're going to execute. And you're rarely going to execute in the moment. You're almost always going to take that idea, write it down, safely save it, and then execute on it the next time that that cycle comes around, because everything is cyclical in life. Everything. Like you may say like, oh my gosh, the holidays. Yeah, well, you're going to be saying the same thing in May. You're like, oh my gosh, end of the year, graduations, weddings. Like it's so cyclical. Like life is so cyclical. And once you really start seeing the patterns and you really start seeing the cycles and you take out that urgency of having to run to keep up and you start to sit back a little bit and watch the game that's being played in front of you, then you're able to say, oh, that is really cool. I would really like to try that. I'll put that in my repertoire, possibly as a possibility for next year when I do my planning for this same exact time frame. But this year, I've already made my plan. I've already allocated our time, talent, resources. And so this year, with any extra effort I have, I'm using for me. I'm going to, what are you going to do? I'm going to read a book. I'm going to watch 10 movies. What are you going to do? You're allowed to have free time. You're allowed to enjoy the holidays for yourself. So back to my original question. What do you want? If somebody was coordinating the holidays for you, how would you want them to orchestrate it for you? We're so used to being the orchestrator, the driver, the director, the doer, the giver, the server. I'm just asking you, what do you want? And then challenging you to give yourself that at least once or twice or one more time than feels comfortable, because you're worth it and you deserve it. And this is the end of the year and the holidays for you too. And so you should be able to enjoy them just like you are making the merriment for everyone else. So that's what I have for today. I want you to think about yourself. And when you're happier, everybody else is happier too. So I hope you really, really, really get to enjoy the holidays this year. That's what I want for you. I want you to really, really, really enjoy and take in the memory making of the holidays this year. Are you a person who likes to try it before you buy it? We have set up the Sunday Basket 5-day mini course just for you. Just go to organize365.com/mini course, MINICOURSE, and you'll be able to sign up for the free 5-day mini course. In there, you'll hear all about the Sunday Basket story. You'll download a 5-day workbook. We'll walk you through collecting all the papers in your house and starting to sort them between what needs to be shredded and recycled and what will become your first Sunday basket. And we'll get you started before you even get a Sunday basket. This is a great way to get started on this weekly habit that will give you back time, give you back your peace, your sanity, and unlock more of your time for what you are uniquely created to do. So head on over to organize365.com/mini course and sign up now. Hey, did you hear? So we would love here at Organize 365 to walk through what your individual organizational plan should be. Should you start with the Friday workbox? Should you start with the Sunday basket? Or should you go all in on the productive home solution first? Where should you start? And in what order would you go through the different products and services that Organize 365 has? And do you even need the productive home solution? What's in it anyway? And do you need it? When is the best time for you to start? We would love for you to book a call with the education team. Just go to organize365.com/call, C-A-L-L, and book a call, and they will have you fill out a form about where you are and what your goals and objectives are, what you think you need, what you think you don't need, and then someone will get on the call with you, and they will walk through what would work best for you and answer any questions that you have.